There were lots of, like, mature apologies, which was nice, being, like, an adult reading this book, being like, that's how an adult would actually act. Yes. Like, who has, you know, I don't know, maybe had a little therapy.
Welcome back to another episode of Struggling Municipal Libraries podcast, All Booked, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And we have a full house today to talk about Happily Never After. Lisa, Cherie, and Chasley are joining us. And how about you tell us about the book?
Yeah.
Do they end up together?
Okay, so here's the thing. This book, Happily Never After by Lynn Painter. I had seen the cover for this book a couple of times, and I'd seen the review before it came out. And it's a rom-com book, but the premise... When you meet the two protagonists, the Sophie, the woman, is at her wedding to Stuart when there's an objector who objects and the wedding is off.
That's a weird place to meet someone.
That's what I thought. So the objector is Max. Max is your male protagonist for this book. Turns out that Max has a little side business for his friends of friends where he rescues people from weddings that for whatever reason they are unable to call off themselves. Somebody's more powerful. Somebody's richer. It's the last minute. You don't want to piss off your family. So he will step in and object. And oh, there's your excuse. Oh, look. The dirty laundry is being aired by not the bride or not the groom.
Okay.
And
that's what I was wondering. I was about to be like, but objections don't actually matter.
But it gives you a reason to stop the wedding.
Yes. That's what I was wondering, if there was some other component that went with it, or if he just went, I don't want you to.
Well, no. And then no reason. It always turns out when the person that's cheating or whatever says, I don't believe them. I didn't do it. So Max always says, let them see your phone.
Yep. And that's pretty much it.
That's where all hell breaks loose.
And really, honestly, Sophie never would have seen Max again except for he contacts her later and he says, I need help at the objecting to this wedding. And
so did
she
Sophie hire Max to do it?
Actually, her best friend did.
Oh, okay.
The maid of honor.
The maid of honor.
Because 2 days before the wedding, Sophie found evidence that Stuart, her fiance, who she works with, has been cheating on her again with Becca. Some woman that he had cheated with before and said, oh, no, sweetie, it's a one-time thing. And she believed him. And she just, she was planning to marry him and get it annulled or divorced. But
that's a lot of work.
Well, and the thing is, after that, when Max went back to the hotel room to get his money, he met Sophie and her friend. And, you know, they were drinking and having a good time. And
throwing Twinkies at Stuart's car.
Yeah. So he was like, okay, I'll chill with them. And
yeah,
so
they seem cool.
They started talking.
I'm hungry. There's pizza.
And she was pretty amazed how this is his little side hustle. Like, she was like, because she was drunk, she was like, I would do this, you know? So he, like 4 months later, calls and asks, hey, can you help me? And at first she was like, who's this? You know, why are you calling me? I honestly love this book. It was so funny. And any book that makes me laugh, you know, and it was just... funny. I'm just going to read this little piece that I just thought was, it just made me laugh. So he's going to meet Sophie, and mind you, this is 4 months later. So she shows up as a blonde. You know, he was like, the blonde was Sophie. And so as if hearing my thoughts, she glanced around the coffee shop, then leveled me with her eye contact. I raised my cup and eyebrow, which made her frown, and turn back to the coffee counter. Okay. But when she finally came over, she gave me a small smile. So hi. My eyes ran over her face and hair. Wow, you look different. She quirked an eyebrow, encouraging me to expand. Shorter, I corrected, which made her smile grow. As she sat down in the chair across from me, I've been working hard on my height. I love that.
Sophie was a beautiful brunette at her wedding 4 months prior, which is why the blonde thing.
New life, new hair, you know.
Yeah. But so it was like a fun, like, back and forth.
Their chemistry. Like... Well, the thing is, neither one believed in love, you know. So she was just like, you know, I'm never going to fall in love. I'm never going to do this. And he was the same way. But as, you know, when she helped him with one of the weddings, you know, she wants to get this promotion. But because she worked with Stuart at the company, everybody's like seeing her because she's so mean to him. She, you know,
she works in HR, too.
She wants to become the vice president
of
HR.
She wants to become vice president. But the head person's like, look, if you can't be nice, you work in HR. If you can't be nice to Stuart, They're not going to give you the job. You need to let it, what happened, go and go on with your life and this and that. So she thought about it. She was like, well, you know what? If I take pictures with Max at a party, at a wedding or whatever, they're going to think I'm seeing somebody. And they're going to, you know, give me this promotion. So she's going to use Max. Mm-hmm. Well, Max on the other side wants to be president of his father's company. But the mom's like, until Maxie finds somebody, we're not leaving. You know, so because the sisters are married and have kids. And as long as Maxie's not married, they're not, the dad can't retire. So the dad's like, look, you got to find somebody.
Because I want to buy a boat.
I got a boat I need to buy. And we have a house in Florida waiting for us. So you got to speed it up. So he's like, I can use Sophie. You know, if we take pictures together, they're going to think I'm with someone. And, you know, I'll be president. So they're using each other.
Yeah, mutually agreed upon. And Max's dad actually says, look, Max, just milk this thing with Sophie.
Exactly. I love his dad.
Just long enough for your mom to be like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
It's a good twist on like the fake dating trope, because they're not fake dating. They're fake friendship.
They're fake taking pictures
and
together.
Other people are making their own assumptions.
And they're they're deliberately basically vague booking or vague instaing, posting these pictures that could be taken multiple ways with captions that could be taken multiple ways. But
when you know, you know.
Yes.
Straight great out. Night with a great person.
You know, and Max's mother's like, oh, she's beautiful. I love her. Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, finally you found somebody, you know.
And the dad gets to buy a boat.
And the dad gets to buy his
boat.
That's
the real happily ever after here.
Yeah. The true romance.
He should name the boat Sophie.
Yes.
So does she do multiple of these events with him? I'm guessing she continues going.
Well, here's the thing. When Max, when Sophie and Stuart split at the altar, they had been living in Stuart's expensive apartment and he had more money than Sophie. And Sophie was like, no, dude, you're getting out. I'm keeping the apartment. And he said, well, how are you going to pay for this on your salary? Because the rent was more than she actually earned. So
rent
Sophie
was more than she earned?
Yes. Sophie took in roommates.
Yeah. Two.
Okay. These roommates are the best part of the book. Yes. I do not care about anything else. The roommates are the best thing.
What kind of, are they people that she knew already? Or is this like a...
Yes, there's a woman who had been a friend of her mother's,
Rose,
and the man who drove her over to move in. Both of them are in their upper 70s.
Mm-hmm. And they are super quirky, have full attitudes, and use words that have not been in current use for 50 years.
I forget what the question was that led me down the rabbit trail of the apartment situation.
I think we were
talking
about if she was continuing to do the jobs with Max.
Okay, so bottom line, Sophie could use more money.
Yes. Yeah.
And he does, he pays.
How much does this go for,
so
this service?
So it can range from $4,000
to $10,000. $10,000 to object?
Well,
I would take that gig.
Yeah.
I mean, have you priced a divorce lately? Mm-hmm. Or a lifetime of misery? Because one of them was, the $10,000 one was an extremely black tie affair. They're super yicky on lots of levels, but very, very wealthy involved. Mm-hmm. So that was 10 grand. And then there was a couple who were getting married out of state. And that was a unique. Okay, spoilers. This was a unique wedding. The couple both wanted to call it off, but they were afraid of their families.
Oh,
so
okay.
They together, they didn't need the full treatment of show me your cell phone. They just needed a little, I object. Oh, well, let's take this aside and let's talk it out. and they flew both Max and Sophie out to where the wedding was and put them up in hotels.
So why do they need two people to object? Like, why does he need backup?
Who is the injured party? Is it the man or is it the woman?
Okay.
And what direction would make that
make more sense?
Who's less likely to get punched in the face?
That too.
Well, the reason why he asked her, because the second one was his friend, one of his best friends.
Okay.
And
so it would have been awkward if he did.
If he stood up. And the bride's dad was like the head sheriff, and all her brothers were cops. Mm-hmm. So his best friend is a kindergarten teacher that doesn't stand up for himself.
Yeah.
And so at first Sophie wasn't going to do it, but he, you know, told him this story. And so Sophie's like, of course I'll do it. You know, I got to help save
him. $4,000 didn't hurt either.
Yeah. the thing is, she wanted the place to herself.
She wanted to be able to not live with two charming 70 to 80 year olds.
But hanging out with Max, they had a cool friendship, but then of course it turns into something else. Because they're both attracted to each other. But they couldn't come to the terms of a relationship.
Well, yeah. And here's the nuance. Sophie did not believe that love existed. Did not believe love was even a thing. And Max believed in love, but had absolutely no interest in finding his one. Mm-hmm. So it's slightly different approaches to why they were not looking for their person right now.
Were they doing hijinks?
Very much so.
What's a good hijinks that happened?
Well, one evening, as you do when you get drinks after work with your side job colleague,
I guess. Your hustle side job colleague.
When you go straight from work to these hijinks, sometimes you're in heels and your feet really, really, really hurt at the end of the day, and you're going to walk back to your apartments, which they lived reasonably close together in city terms, walking distance. And Sophie's feet were really, really killing her. And Max was like, "Don't your feet hurt?" "Yeah, but it's no problem. I'll just walk home." And he's like, they stop in a coffee shop. He says, here's my card. Get my coffee. I'll meet you outside. And he turns up with a rent-a-bike that has a basket. And he loads her in the basket of the rent-a-bike. A few drinks in, plus a coffee.
It balances
to hijink their way home. Chassie.
I think a lot of their hijinks are for that, like for, you know, for the posts and for the, but also then they have everything that leads up to the weddings.
Do they know that they're both doing the thing, like that they're both kind of using each other for?
Oh, yes.
It eventually comes out.
Because I imagine the more pictures they take together, like almost hugging, one of them would be like, "Why are you almost hugging me?" I mean, I know why I'm almost hugging you, but why are you almost hugging me?
Well, that was the first time.
She meets his dad, and the dad, you know, she kind of like put two and two together.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I think your dad's trying to, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, look. And then when they call him Maxie, she was like, "Look, Maxie," and he's like, "You know, come on." And he was like, "You know, look, I want to be president of this company, but my mom will not let my dad retire until I'm taken care of." You know, and she's like, "Oh, okay." So all we have to do is, you know, a couple pictures here and there. So she's down with it, you know. But it just
as long
turns
as we can
out.
Post it and I can tag you.
Exactly.
Well, and initially, Sophie needed the help first. So she said, "Look, can I just post this picture? I'm not even going to tag you in it." And Max starts thinking, maybe this could help me too. And he said, "No, go ahead and tag me." Mm-hmm. That's how it became a mutual, let's help each other out.
Okay.
I forgot my favorite hijink is because of their characters. These guys are both extremely competitive people. They're near the top of their respective career paths. They both jog. Max is described as quite tall and a better looking Henry Cavill. And Sophie is shorter. Sophie's a lot shorter. One of the things they do together is jog. But then they also rented a pedal boat one day. And I did not know that hijinks could end. They rented a pedal boat for the gram. And Chasley.
And they break it. Like, they're pedaling so hard to try to, like, out-pedal each other that they end up messing it up and end up trapped in the middle of the lake, which is a hilarious moment.
It is very funny. Because I think also with those pedal boats, like, are they like the swan boats? Kind of like that with the two pedals?
Yes.
I think you also have to generally be the same weight.
Otherwise
it just starts, like, tipping in one direction. So I like the idea of them just, like, aggressively pedaling the same pedal, like being on a tandem bike but trying to out-pedal someone. Like, it's not the same bike.
You kind of go in circles.
Yes.
Yes, there was a lot of competitive paddling going on. Competitive pedaling, sorry.
Yes. Pedaling.
Yes, and then, you know, they're trying to get out of there, and Max is like, "I'm just going to holler at Stu or whoever his name is, or the little guy who rented us the boat. I'm going to holler at him." Sophie's like, "Pardon me, I'm going to call the park office." Mm-hmm. "Okay, they're closed. Go ahead and yell."
Never mind. Yell.
I will say this. There were parts that were not realistic, like people getting punched and nobody suing. Like,
everyone being like, well.
I was waiting for someone to get arrested.
Yeah. But on the other side, there were lots of, like, mature apologies, which was nice, being like an adult reading this book, being like, that's how an adult would actually act.
Yes.
Like, who has, you know, I don't know, maybe had a little therapy. Like, that's great.
Okay, so this is a bit of trivia. The very beginning of this book, we're at Sophie's wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And we're in Sophie's brain. It's from her perspective at first. And she's thinking to herself, and she thinks that, and she's standing there in her Jacqueline Firkins wedding dress. And I'm listening to, who is Jacqueline Firkins? So I Google this because this is my weird brain. I'm like, if you're going to put it, you could have just said a designer wedding dress. Why did you slap a name on it? And it's not one that we would instantly recognize. Well, Jacqueline Firkins, it turns out, is an author and costume designer on faculty at the University of British Columbia in the theater and film department. And during COVID, she started a project that's on Instagram as hashtag books as fashion. And she's designed dresses around book covers, three of them being Lynn Painter's book covers.
Aww,
so I thought that was a quid pro quo. Once I figured it out, I thought it was a cute callback.
Yeah, that's nice of her to mention that. Because she gets more Googles now, I assume. People like you who are like, who's that?
Why is there a name and it's not one I recognize? It could have just been said a designer wedding dress.
Yes. So I'm guessing they do eventually get together, despite what the title says. Mm-hmm. Much they to my immense disappointment. But how spicy does it get?
Is it just like a rom-com-y like level?
Intermittently moderately steamy, but it's not constant. Yeah, there is on-page getting together.
Yeah, there's just little
like a little casual, normal rom-com.
Three peppers, but at a 1-2 pepper spacing.
Okay. Yeah. Three peppers.
Three peppers spicy at a
that's a lot of peppers.
I liked that after all that, he still thought that love was for suckers, but he loved her anyway. And she comes up with this elaborate and absurd acronym for how she feels about him, like respect, companionship. It's very long. So instead of saying that she loves him, she's like, comes out with this word.
I acronym you.
But no, it's definitely not love.
And it's definitely not an acronym that we can say out loud either, because...
Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
There are no vowels?
Oh, there are.
I'm assuming it spells a naughty word.
It spells a naughty word. And then some. This book skips... There's time gaps. So it's not... like immediately we're coming back from the first wedding we've done together, and then we're going to go home and it's the next day. It might be a few weeks later, it might be a month or so later, it might be. I didn't get the impression that this was running just smoothly, linearly.
Yeah, it was over a period of time. Yeah, as events happen.
You're going to be maybe out to dinner with these guys after a wedding one day. Then it's a week and a half later, and Sophie might be interviewing for that potential promotion she wants.
And that makes more sense as a rom-com to have something like spaced out across. Because if you've ever had to plan a date, you're like, okay, well, Thursday doesn't work for me. Wednesday might work, but we have to be done by 8 p.m.
Right.
I could do next Friday. How does next Friday feel?
One thing I love, in addition to Sophie's two senior roommates who are rather epic, Sophie has two cats that she has named. I think it was Karen and Jolene.
Yeah. Those are good names.
And, well, they're her mom's best friend's names. And every time her mom starts boring her to death on the phone with the antics of Karen and Jolene, Sophie flips the script.
Yeah.
So, Chasley, you listened to the book. How was it as a listen?
It was pretty good. I mean, like, I listened at, like, 1.5, and so it seems like she's talking really fast. But no, it was good. It was not one of those like standout performances that you're like, oh my gosh, everyone has to listen to this. But it was definitely good enough that I didn't give up halfway.
That's also good. There's two voices, because the way the story is told, it's first person perspective throughout, but it's Sophie and then it's Max. And sometimes within the same chapter, if you're reading it on the book, it'll call out the heading when you're switching viewpoints. Mm-hmm. And I will say I didn't like Max much at first. I mean, the first... initial meet cute. What's the opposite of a meet cute? Meet wreck wedding?
It's a meet ugly.
The meet ugly. I mean, the first meet ugly was fine. But then when Max was trying to talk Sophie into doing the first wedding, I wasn't liking Max very much. He did grow on me.
The actual voice or the character?
Yes.
Okay.
The voice was embodying the character.
Yes. So. Yeah.
See, I didn't like Sophie as a character much. She was just... very selfish. Oh, I just remembered a whole nother section of the book. Yes, she was an incredibly selfish person. And while at the end she did seem to move past that a little bit, I mean, like, just not enough. You know, like, Max is doing a lot of these things, like, out of, like, a genuine desire to help other people. Mm-hmm. And Sophie doesn't seem to have any genuine desires past having more money and a better title.
I think that's because, you know, she didn't believe in that love. You know what I mean? So I was rooting for her. Like, come on, girl, fall in love.
I will say the way that you were describing it, like, that she's fake dating so people will think she's over her ex. And I'm like, have you thought about not retaliating against him?
Yeah, that's
instead
ridiculous.
Of fake dating someone.
And she was really mean to him.
Yeah, spite is apparently one of her primary emotions.
Well, here's the thing. He's in sales at this company. She's in line to be the next VP of HR. Mm-hmm. And apparently this company has a weird policy where you have to, like, say hello to everybody by name on your way in. Sounds horrible.
Policy?
Yeah.
So when she walks into the office where her cubicle is, it's like at the end.
How's it
so it's like, hi, Bonnie.
So wait.
Hey, Sophie.
Is her driving goal to be in charge of HR so she can change that policy?
I hope so.
Maybe.
Because seriously, she tells
she doesn't like it.
20 people hi.
So she, so, but.
And Stuart has one of them.
Because she has to?
Yes.
Like, she has to tell everyone hello?
Yes. Everyone has to tell everyone
Everybody has
that
to tell each
wild.
Other hello.
That takes too much time. That is a waste of time and resources.
Why can't you just, if you want people to say hello, why can't you just say, hello,
hi, everybody.
Everyone?
Yes. Right? That's what I thought.
Yeah. I was like, especially if they're in cubicles, they're all in the same room.
It's a minor plot point. But when Sophie walks by Stuart every day and he might say, hi, Sophie, she'll say, hi, Stuart, muttered insult under her breath along the way.
Okay, yeah. Maybe she needs to work on that. Maybe she shouldn't be talking to somebody.
Sophie is 27 and sometimes it shows.
Yeah, the head of VP is like, yeah, we need to work on that.
She wants to be the head of HR at the age of 27.
Yeah, that's called out anyway.
She's competitive. We know
I really liked at one point, Stu is like, hey, are you okay? And she's like, what? Yeah. And he's like, you didn't insult me today. She was like, I was distracted.
Sorry. Idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
She does have a minor moment of reflection. Oh, yeah, I didn't.
All in all, it was a good read.
Yeah.
It was fast. It was a quick read, and it was funny, and, you know.
Would this be a good, like, beach read, a good, like, vacation
absolutely.
Read? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, these are short chapters.
Yeah.
You do not have
yeah.
to commit to a long period of time to enjoy a little bit of it.
Okay. That's good. Also, should come with a warning. You might not like Max. Or Sophie in the beginning.
Sophie. Well,
or you'll have to get into it.
All right. I think we've covered everything. So thank you so much for bringing us a fun book. As the weather starts warming up, this might be a good one to take to the
spring
beach.
Read.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.